Dr. Tom Frieden will step down as head of the Atlanta-based Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on Inauguration Day. That's standard practice when a new president takes power. WABE's Amy Kiley spoke with Frieden about his time with the CDC and the future of the institution. He started by addressing concerns that a new administration might reduce funding for the CDC or change its priorities.
I'm encouraged that there's support for public health on both sides of the aisle, both houses of Congress. I'm encouraged that there was a statement that public health would be exempt from a hiring freeze, but we'll have to see what happens. These are not just budget decisions. These are life and death decisions.
Some of the CDC's funding comes from the Affordable Care Act, as I understand. Have you heard any talk about whether that money for the CDC will remain if Republicans do repeal and replace the law as promised?
A significant part of CDC's budget is supported by the Prevention Fund. Those programs are programs that have wide support. They're cancer control, they're immunization, they're things that people from both parties understand are important to keep Americans safe. The question isn't where the money comes from. The question is, does CDC have the resources it needs to keep Americans safe and healthy?
And speaking of having the resources needed, it was a bit slow going with Zika virus funding, though Congress did eventually shell out $1 billion. With one party dominating Congress and the White House, do you think that funding could be allocated more quickly for high needs like that?
One of the things that didn't happen so far was the creation of a rapid response fund so that when there is the next emergency, and there will be another emergency, we don't know when it will happen, where it will come from, what pathogen it will consist of, but we know there will be another emergency. When that happens, it would be so helpful to have a rapid response fund and emergency authorities so that the government can work very quickly to stop it at the source, to fight it wherever it emerges so it doesn't spread throughout this country.
And speaking of Zika, how do you feel about the containment of the virus in the U.S. and around the world as you pass on responsibility for it to your successor?
With Zika, we've made enormous progress. We understand now much more than we did a year ago how to diagnose it, what problems it causes, what the greatest risks are. And as we said from the outset, the real challenge is to pregnant women. As we predicted, it has become essentially endemic through much of Latin America and the Caribbean. We've had, as we predicted, small local clusters in the continental U.S., and that's what we anticipate seeing in the future. We hope there will be a vaccine within a couple of years, but until there's a vaccine, it's very important that pregnant women are aware that they shouldn't travel to places where Zika may be spreading. And even if and when we get a vaccine, it will be very important to come up with better ways to control mosquitoes.
With Zika or Ebola, what lessons have we learned about containing those viruses quickly or preventing them from getting onto U.S. soil?
There are really two fundamental lessons. The first is that it's crucially important to find, stop, and prevent health threats where they emerge. That means we have to strengthen the ability of countries around the world to find problems, because if they don't find them there, we'll be fighting them here. The second big lesson is when a country's capacities are overwhelmed, the world has to be able to surge in rapidly. And that means allocating both resources and authorities to CDC so that we can do that and prevent a problem from spiraling out of control.
What other priorities do you think should be on the table for your successor?
Well, first and foremost, we have to keep Americans safe. And in order to do that, we need to continue to invest in global health security. We need to provide that support now so that systems, so that infrastructure is stronger in other countries and will keep us safer. It's a great investment because it means we don't have to deploy our resources there. We also need to continue to make more progress against the opiate overdose epidemic, address things like antibiotic resistance and food safety, and reduce heart attacks and stroke, which remain the number one killer in this country.
Any idea where you're going next?
I'm weighing the opportunities. I'm looking at what I might do. But what I've always done when considering what I'll do next is to ask the simple story, how can I save the most lives?
Thank you very much.
Thank you.